the Kohl Center this season. Don't miss your chance to see John Blackwell, John Tonjay, and the rest of the Badgers as they battle Big Ten opponents on their home court. Be part of the action and secure your seats today at uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems. And ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
Back here in Columbus, the Badgers fall to Ohio State 4-2. Our energizing performance of the game brought to you by Alliant Energy, powering beyond for you. Paul, what do you got?
Well, I kind of referenced it a little bit ago. You know, mistakes were the name of this game. I look back, four mistakes, two for each team, and a couple early in the second period by Ohio State, fall down. Ryland Mosley gets his own rebound out of the air, gets the Badgers going a little bit, and then right after that, about a minute 25 later, puck bounces off our Ohio State defenseman behind the net right out to Ryan Botterill at the side, who banks went in off the goaltender. And that definitely got the Badgers going. Got two goals in a minute 25. They hadn't scored two goals against Ohio State in just one of the last seven games before that. So that was definitely got the Badgers energized and into the game and up for a lead for at least a few minutes.
Yeah, unfortunately, the Badgers fall here tonight 4-2. Regular season wraps up next weekend. Wisconsin does have an exhibition on Sunday, March 2nd at 6 p.m. against the National Team Development Program, so keep that in mind. But the regular season ends next weekend at the Kohl Center against Notre Dame. Paul, both games start at 7:30. Big crowds, senior night, all kinds of fun.
Yeah, it should be a great way to for the regular season to go out at the Kohl Center. Just under 11,000 each night as of earlier in the week, so expect 11,000-12,000 each night for a Notre Dame series, and send off the seniors on Saturday. It'll be a great way to go out in the Kohl Center. And you mentioned Sunday, March 2nd, the U.S. team is coming into town. You can get those $10 to get into the building that night. So you can't beat that. See, cheer on America. I know they had a good night tonight.
Yep.
And see you next week at the Kohl Center.
All right. Thanks for your work, Paul. Paul Capobianco from UW Athletic Brand Communications. Assistant coach Kevin Murdoch is standing by. We'll get him on here after we take this two-minute break following Wisconsin's 4-2 loss to Ohio State. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people, the same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
Having low income can mean making tough choices, choosing between paying for food or medication, or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
And the Ad Council.
Ohio State gets its 20th win of the season, hands Wisconsin its sixth straight loss, 4-2 the final here in Columbus. Let's quickly pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Brian Posick back here in Columbus, joined now by assistant coach Kevin Murdoch following Wisconsin's 4-2 loss to Ohio State. And Kevin, whether it's you or Nick or Todd Kanat or Mike Hastings, it's like the same line of questioning after some of these games. This is another tough one to take. How would you kind of characterize how this one all transpired here tonight?
Yeah, you're right that tonight was a tough one. It's one of those weird games. Like, we scored two goals that were a little bit fluky. We probably had plenty of chances to score more than those. And even on some of those better chances, we weren't able to put it in the back of the net. And then when we did give up some chances the other way, they were fortunate enough to capitalize on them. Similar situation on a couple of them, a little bit fluky. But, yeah, just tough one.
Yeah, it's tough to take for sure. You know, again, you're right in it in the third period as well, and it looked like we might be headed to overtime. We've done that plenty here tonight, and then their playmaking defenseman tried to make a play. What did you see from your vantage point on their go-ahead goal there in the third with about 3 minutes left?
Just their guy running up the ice with speed. We had numbers back, and, yeah, he was able to kind of get around one guy, get to the net. Missed poke check by the goalie, and yeah, just kind of slipped five hole there. I don't even know if he meant to put it on net or if he kind of lost it, and yeah, but just a tough one.
Yeah, actually, when he went around Jack Phelan, but Jack made a nice play and lifted his stick. He never got a piece of it again, and when Tommy went to poke check it, he just missed it. You're a goaltender. You're in a tough spot there too because you see the play coming at you. The puck is loose. And sometimes I bet you it just looks like, okay, this is the right move, and sometimes it's not, right? You're kind of stuck, aren't you?
Yeah. You kind of get handcuffed on some of those ones, especially when the play's coming at you quick like that. So,
yeah. How many wraparounds did they attempt this weekend? I hadn't seen that many wraparounds, and they scored on two or three of them this weekend.
Yeah, they scored on two of them for sure. Yeah, they attempted quite a few. It's rare that we see that many in a weekend. Obviously, some teams, that's kind of their MO, and try to do that off of zone possession. But I thought they attempted a number of them off zone entries with speed, which are obviously tough to stop when you have all that speed coming around the back of the net.
Yeah. You know, I know it's disappointing. You could see the frustration on the guys' faces, too. Overall, you played a pretty good hockey game, don't you think?
Yeah. I mean, I think from start to finish, like, might have deserved a better fate there, but just kind of the way things are going right now, we got to find a way to get ourselves out of it here with two regular season games left heading into playoffs. And that is the beauty with playoffs and how the system works, is anything can happen once you get in there. So,
yeah. And you get to go back home too. It sounds like two big crowds, Kappa was saying, over 11,000 or so.
Yeah.
That would be
great.
Nice, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That'll lift you up, won't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, hey, thanks for coming upstairs. I appreciate it. I know it's kind of tough here, and everybody wants to do maybe that, make that one play, do one more thing to get you guys over the hump, don't you think?
Yeah, I think, I mean, the way things are going, I think, I don't want to say guys are gripping their sticks a little bit tight, but there's just a little bit of added pressure when pucks aren't going in like they were you know, going around Christmas, going into Christmas and right after Christmas there. So it's just, it's weighing, I think it weighs on guys a little bit. So we just got to find a way to, over these, this next week and a half, 2 weeks or whatever it is, figure out a way to kind of get that out of our system and, start playing and executing to our capabilities.
Okay. Thanks for coming up, Kevin. Yep. Appreciate it. That's assistant coach Kevin Murdoch here after the Badgers fall to Ohio State by the final score of 4-2. Let's check some other scores from around the country, and then we'll take a break and have some highlights for you here. Let's go non-conference action here tonight. Long Island beat Alaska Anchorage 4-2. Lindenwood defeated Alaska 5-2. Hockey East, first place Boston College bounced back and beat Massachusetts 4-1, while second place Maine beat New Hampshire by the score of 5-2. Also, BU shut out Providence 3-0. Lowell over Northeastern 3-1. Merrimack got by Vermont 4-3. In the ECAC, Quinnipiac opened up a 6-point lead on Colgate. Bobcats beat RIP 6-2. Colgate lost to Brown 6-3. St. Lawrence a 3-2 overtime win over Dartmouth. Cornell 5, Yale 3, Union 7, Princeton 4. Clarkson blanked Harvard 6-0. Atlantic hockey, Canisius a 5-3 win at Bentley. Niagara, 2-1 overtime victory over Robert Morris. AIC, American International, and RIT, a 3-3 overtime tie. Army and Air Force, a 4-4 overtime tie. NCHC, Western Michigan, now 7 points up on Arizona State and Omaha. Western beat Omaha tonight 6-1, even though Sam Stang scored his 12th goal of the year for the losing Mavericks. Arizona State and Duluth, a 3-3 overtime draw. North Dakota got by Denver in the Mile High City 3-1. And Colorado College held off Miami 5-4 in overtime. Miami's lost 20 in a row, 0-18 in the NCHC. CCHA, Michigan Tech and Augustana, a 4-4 overtime draw. Lake Superior beat Ferris State. Lake State over Ferris State, 5-3. And in the Big Ten tonight, Aiden Fink and Danny Genia both had a goal and an assist. Penn State knocked off Notre Dame 3-2 to complete a weekend sweep. Arseny Sergeyev with 36 saves for the Nittany Lions, who are 8-1-2 in their last 11 games and now in fifth place in the Big Ten, 2 points better than the Badgers, 6 points behind fourth place Michigan for the final home playoff spot in the Big Ten tournament. Michigan beat Minnesota in a shootout tonight to take 4 of 6 points from the Gophers, who have 40 points in the league. Michigan State idle this weekend has 43, and now with Ohio State's win over Wisconsin, the Buckeyes and the Gophers share second place with 40 points. Wisconsin eliminated from contention for home ice in the first round of the Big Ten tournament. The Badgers could be back here in Columbus, could be in Ann Arbor, could be in Minneapolis for the first round of the Big Ten tournament in a couple of weeks. Also, the United States beat Canada today 3-1 at the Four Nations face-off in Montreal. The game started with three fights in the first 10 seconds. There was only one penalty after that. Jake Guentzel scored twice for the U.S. Dylan Larkin also scored. Connor Hellebuyck got the win in goal. Team USA will play for the championship on Thursday night. Has one more round-robin game Monday night against Sweden at 7 o'clock on TNT. Highlights coming up of Wisconsin's 4-2 loss to Ohio State after this two-minute break. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Which schools will take home the prestigious Learfield Directors' Cup as the top college athletic programs for the 2024-25 college athletic season? You can follow the standings of your favorite team or alma mater at L Directors' Cup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2025 to the winning institutions in all college sports divisions. Learfield Directors' Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance. From the volleyball court to the hockey rink, every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
Well, it's been a rough stretch for the Wisconsin Badgers, to say the least. Came into tonight's series finale against Ohio State, having lost five in a row, and been in every one of those games in the third period of play, just unable to make the plays to get victories. And it's been a common theme here this season, whether it's scoring an additional goal, adding on to a lead, or getting a big save. It just has not been very consistent for the Badgers. But once again tonight, they were in this game against 8th-ranked Ohio State. The Buckeyes seeking their 20th win of the season under former Badgers captain, national champion Steve Rolick. Here are the calls of the game. Oh, a bad turnover by Phelan. Slot shot, they score. Jack Phelan in the corner. They like to move the puck to the middle of the ice to break out, but that time Ohio State read it. An easy steal, and their captain Patrick Guzzo buried it. Breyer falls down. Puck pulled free by Mosley. Offensive zone. Walks to the net. Shoots one. Save made. Everly. Puck in the middle of the air. And there's Mosley to bat it in. Badgers pull even 10 seconds into the second. Ryan Botterill forced to steal. Backhand shot. Where is it? It's in. Wisconsin scores to take the lead. Botterill stole the puck. Low right. Pitched it in front of the net. And he gets the goal. Ryan Botterill makes it 2-1. Now here's Montez on the attack, left wing. Tons of speed, flies in, can't get a shot off, but wrapped it around and scored. He had Scarfone leaning right. His speed carried him back behind the net. Somehow he was able to reach out and tuck that puck past the left skate of Scarfone. It's a 2-2 game. The Heartland, Wisconsin native Max Montez beats the Badgers again. Minutes left in the period. Carfagna hard to the net. Got around. Phelan put the puck between Scarfone's legs and scored. Damian Carfagna, one-on-one with a Badgers freshman defenseman, actually put the puck between Phelan's legs and then caught up to it and got enough of it to slide it between Scarfone's pads. Double wicket shot by Damian Carfagna. It's 3-2 Buckeyes. Lindmark after it, can't pull it free. Buckeyes have it. They're throwing it towards the empty net, and they finish it off. Co-captain Davis Burnside, an empty netter with 10.9 seconds left. And the final score was 4-2. Again, Ohio State scored first. Patrick Guzzo, their co-captain, after a steal by Jake Rossi, setting up Guzzo for the first goal of the game at 18-18. Guzzo's eighth of the year. 1-0 Ohio State after one period of play. But the Badgers tied it 10 seconds into the second. Ryland Mosley batting home his initial shot for his 14th goal of the season. An unassisted goal for Mosley, the 50th of his career on his 25th birthday. And then a minute 25 later, Ryan Botterill, an unassisted goal at 1:35, his fourth of the year. The Badgers had a 2-1 lead. But Ohio State rallied to tie it. The Heartland native Max Montez at 5:50 wrapped one around to beat Scarfone. Assist to Dylan Godbout and defenseman William Smith. 10th goal of the year for Montez, his fourth this season against the Badgers. It was 2-2 after two. And against Jack Horbach of Wisconsin and Nathan McBrayer for Ohio State. Coincidental minors, although it looked as if McBrayer had hit Horbach in the head along the boards. Could have been a Badger power play, but instead the referee said matching minors, so a four-on-four sequence. And about 30 seconds after those penalties were called, that's when Damian Carfagna came down the right wing. He put the puck between Jack Phelan's legs, driving to the net, but Phelan recovered, lifted his stick. The puck, though, was still sliding toward the Badgers' cage. Scarfoni reached out to poke it away, but it slid under his stick, between his pads, and into the back of the net. Carfagna, his sixth goal of the season. Davis Burnside got the lone assist at the 17-minute mark. It was 3-2 Ohio State, and then Davis Burnside finished it off with an empty net goal at 19:50, his 11th goal of the season. Aiden Hansen-Bucetta got the assist on that empty net goal for career point number 100 for the former RIT defenseman. Again, the Badgers, if you look at statistics other than the score, the Badgers played well and in large portions outplayed Ohio State. 30 shots on goal for the Badgers. Ohio State had only 20. Wisconsin won 37 of 58 faceoffs. Gavin Morrissey, 16 of 20. But again, the Badgers, despite puck possession and more shots on goal, scored only twice tonight and lose for the sixth time in a row. Only 8 goals scored during that 6-game losing streak. And they've dropped 8 straight here in this building. In fact, the Badgers just have had a hard time against Ohio State. 2-15-1 in the last 18 games here at the Schottenstein Center. Individually for Ohio State, we mentioned the goals scored by Patrick Guzzo and Max Montez and Carfagna and Davis Burnside, who had a two-point night with an assist. The winning goaltender, Christopher Eberle, stopped 28 shots. With the win, Eberle improved his record to 12-3-1. Ohio State, 20 wins this season under Steve Rolick. They're 28-2. 12 make that 13-6-1 in the Big Ten, and currently tied with Minnesota for second place, 3 points off the lead. The Buckeyes will play at Minnesota next weekend and then host Michigan to wrap up the regular season. Meanwhile, for Wisconsin, Ryland Mosley on his birthday scored his 50th career goal. Ryan Botterill had a goal tonight. Quinn Finley was flying. 6 shots on goal for Finley to lead the Badgers. Unfortunately, he was minus 2 tonight. Zach Scholes was minus 3 on the evening. The Badgers goaltender, Tommy Scarfoni, stopped 16 shots. Charged with giving up 3 goals tonight. Scarfoni, he takes the loss. His record now 9-13-3. The Badgers, with their 6th straight defeat, fall to 11-18-3, 6-15-1 in the Big Ten, and currently in 6th place with 2 games to play. Again, the Buckeyes beat the Badgers here tonight by the final score of 4-2. Next up, the Wisconsin Hockey Hour Wednesday night live from Buck and Honey's in Monona. We hope you join us. Come on out. You can skate in the outdoor rink. Owen Lindmark and Casey O'Brien will be there. And then Badgers coaches Mike Hastings and Mark Johnson from 7 to 8 o'clock, Buck and Honey's in Monona this coming Wednesday night. My thanks to Bobby Blackburn, our producer at our Learfield studios in Jefferson City, Missouri, Paul Capobianco from UW Athletic Brand Communications. Next up for the Badgers, next weekend. Regular season wraps up at the Kohl Center against Notre Dame Friday and Saturday nights. Both games start at 7:30, pregame at 7 here on the Badgers Sports Network. Once again, the final score from Columbus, Ohio State 4, Wisconsin 2. I'm Brian Posick saying so long, everybody. Thanks for listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey from Learfield.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original Badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the Badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The morning show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Blue Monday has been a thing ever since a British psychologist came up with it 20 years ago.
Today is a day to rewrite the lyrics to Blue Christmas.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'll have a Blue Monday when it's cold.
Nice, nice. That is my new favorite thing.
Yes.
Right there. That was awesome.
See you in the bumpers.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your...
Listening to the after hours of Max Inc. Radio. Remember, if you are tuning in right now and you want to hear the show again, well, you can always hear it on Sunday, but maybe it's Sunday right now. Maybe that's where you are on the timeline.
Well, then you missed the kickoff of this week's After Hours show. Don't panic. You can always swing by civicmedia.us and check out the Max Inc. radio page. Right there, there's a podcast. Subscribe, and me and Genevieve Hayward will pop into your device and be on standby for when you're ready for the local stuff. Catch Genevieve on 329 along with a gaggle of local music artists at the Respect Concert, a celebration of women in music at the Majestic Theater. This is All Along. Right now on Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. Soul Society is taking us to break. This music was requested using the Civic Media app box. Follow along, email, text, message the show in the after hours. And just like that, your local music dreams will come true on Max Inc. Radio.
Kept on waiting for you to call me, but I must have been waiting just a little too long. And now you must have changed your number, cause it just don't ring the same. Honestly, what the hell was I thinking? Truth be told, I was doing a little bit of drinking, and I just had to find out if you sometimes think of me. And it's been so long since I've seen your face, and I just had to see it again. And I pray to God that you don't get away like I let you do way back then. Well, I keep on thinking about the first time I saw you. Stood there blinking, cause there was nothing I could do. I'll be so entranced by you, and nothing's ever changed. It's been so long since I've seen your face. I just had to see it again. And I pray to God that you don't get away. Like I let you do way back then.
Listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
This St. Paddy's Day, if you want a pot of gold, list your home with the Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass.
Excuse me, kind sir, but it's not Paddy's, it's Patty's, as in Patrick.
When selling or buying with Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, you get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. We like to say that move to Madison is kind of like a pot of gold.
Ooh!
It's the number one site for leprechauns to search for new homes this St. Paddy's Day. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Thank you.
Wisconsin, and then the Jimmies. Yeah, even our commercial breaks are full of local music goodness. Time now to power up the patent-pending After Hours Jimmy Tracker. And yeah, you missed them doing live stuff on Valentine's Day, but that's only because your eyes were blinded by love. Next up, you can see the Jimmies at Toffers in New Glarus on the 20th, and then on March 6th, or on the 21st in Beloit. This half hour's stocking of local artists is powered by the Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, the most trusted name in real estate. Sell or buy your next home at movetomadison.com. Speaking of stocking local artists, Bing Bong will be in Sheboygan at the Three Sheeps Brewing Company on April 18th, or at the High Noon Saloon on July 18th. This is Rule the Run. Now, on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Give me the history. I do not think you like. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Thank you.
Bing Bong, the Heavy Looks, and then the Chris Aaron Band in the after hours of Max Inc. Radio. The Heavy Looks just had a Tiny Death submission, and yes, you're right, you can see it again on Max Inc. Radio's social media things. The People Brothers Band is taking us to the end of hour number one, right here in the after hours of Max Inc. Radio.
It is, baby, ready to go. It is what it is, it is, baby, I don't know.
Get down, my girl. Get down for me. Get down, my girl.
Who knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Max and Grace.
Once you and your spouse retire, you'll have some decisions to make. Decisions that could affect your quality of life in your retirement years. For starters, how much should you withdraw each year from your 401k and other retirement accounts? You'll want to avoid taking too much too soon. Next, when should you take Social Security? If you wait until your full retirement age, probably 67, you'll typically get bigger payments than if you started taking benefits at age 62. Also, one spouse's decision may affect the other in terms of spousal benefits. Finally, if you haven't already done so, you'll need to work with your legal professional to decide which estate planning documents are needed, such as a will, a living trust, and various powers of attorney. You and your spouse will want to discuss all your choices and then decide which steps to take. After you've got your plans in place, you may well find that you can fully enjoy your retirement years.
This content was provided by Edward Jones for use by Clay Kanopi, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisor at 715-421-0958.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Ending the brutal conflict in Ukraine. That is why Secretary of State Marco Rubio is meeting tomorrow in Saudi Arabia with Russian and Ukrainian negotiators. The BBC's Peter Bowes.
The primary goal will be to lay the groundwork for a summit between Presidents Trump and Putin. But in terms of issues, the Trump administration is suggesting that the talks could focus on targeting Russian oil revenue and potential territorial concessions by Ukraine as a way to bring the war to an end.
Heavy rain in Southern California has caused more problems for people in the areas affected by last month's horrific wildfires. CBS's Elise Preston is there.
In Malibu, crews are cleaning up the iconic Pacific Coast Highway, which was buried in debris. It's home to local landmark Duke's Restaurant.
Everyone just loves coming, especially right now.